This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Turn your magical, let me see it say, everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me. Turn your magic on. To me, she said, everything you want to dream away. Under this pressure. 7 after the hour, it's Tuesday.
I'm Judge Stephan. Wow, who's here? Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen. How about a round of applause for Jen Jen, who is here. Victoria is very sick, and I'm hoping she'll be back in good stead. I'm always happy to have you here. Always happy to have you here. Always. Thank you for being my friend.
Oh, it's like the Golden Girls.
Yes, it is. All right, so we have a lot of people buying constitutions. Do you have a little copy of the Constitution?
You know, I'm ashamed to say I don't.
You don't? I'm a really...
But you can get one online. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I have one, though, that I've had for a long time. And I must say that I don't think I've read it since I first got it. It's not something that you read. It's not like picking up the newspaper and reading the Constitution.
But it is something fun to smack at people when you don't like them.
Hadn't thought about it that way.
You just whack them like they're a fly with that Constitution. Whack!
Well, there's been a lot of interest in the Constitution since Mr. Kahn held up a copy of it at the Democratic National Convention. I'm going to give you a quick rundown on my thoughts about this, and then you can give me, all of us, your rundown on how you think this thing has played out. Number one, I resent people in the political world using soldiers and the military for backdrops to their campaign. So that's number one. I think this thing started with the Clinton campaign deciding to make the stand, and whether they thought they could bait Trump into coming out and saying something stupid like he did remains to be seen. But the whole thing is just is over the top, beyond what it ought to be, but it still is. So it's not like we ought not to have this conversation, because we need to have the conversation. The bickering that's going on between various people in the Republican Party, there doesn't seem much bickering in the Democratic Party. It was an opportunity for them to capitalize, and whether or not it is a, whether at this point in the campaign, because you've got 3 months left, this is going to signal a trend, I don't know. I just am uncomfortable with all of it. I'm uncomfortable with how it started. I'm uncomfortable with Trump and his remarks. And so that's where I find myself. Where do you find yourself?
You know, I don't know. Just to fill everybody in, I've been like knee deep in boxes and dust and rat poop because I've been moving my offices.
Right.
So I feel a little out of touch. I do know all about this story, but I do know, I don't know much about the outrage that has surrounded it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't
outrage
outrage me so much. So I, like, just I took a few minutes last night to go, why is everybody so mad? And so it boils down something like this. The guy goes up on the convention stage. He's, you know, the family of this fallen soldier who went after a Muslim soldier who fought for the U.S.
Yep.
And he, you know, smacks Donald Trump with the Constitution. And Donald Trump says, look, your son was a hero. There's no claim that he has not said that. But what are you doing up there? And can your wife even speak? Why wasn't she talking? Are you guys Sharia compliant? And people thought that to be heartless. I thought it was actually a good question. And so upon further investigation, I found that this guy has very deep ties to the Clinton Foundation and was totally set up. You know those rat traps that have like the real sticky paper on them, Dougie?
Yeah.
And then Donald shouldn't have fallen for it, though.
He didn't, and then Donald Trump
comes walking along, and he gets stuck right in that paper because this is someone who has been a Clinton operative since the early 2000s, and he's donated to her campaign heavily. There's been Clinton Foundation support money. I mean, these two
are so deeply embedded together, as I do, that the average person's not going to dig that deeply.
I know, and that's the issue.
The news media is going to take this thing
and
play it. So what you said has value. What I said has value. Anybody has a comment, there's a constant Twitter conversation going on at Good Dave Show, facebook.com/Good Day, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. I don't want to belabor this, but I do think that there's more to it, and I always pride myself with thinking that we here can dig around a little bit more and give you more than what is obvious. There is dirt on both sides of this, as often, as a matter of fact, most of the time, there's dirt on both sides. What I find very interesting, though, Jennifer, about this, is that there are groups around the country who are now the American Muslim Movement. There is an American Muslim Movement that is now going around trying to get Muslims to register to vote. I was just looking at the story of this chairwoman of the Voter Registration Project. It's called the Muslim Voter Registration Project. I guess I became more aware when I was doing some shopping last night at one of the malls. And I am, I don't want this to sound like I'm making a statement that's negative. I'm just taken back, not only by the number of Muslims who are wearing the garb who are in this area, but the number of people that you hear that don't speak English, whether it's Spanish, whether it's some form of Arabic, or whether it's a European, Spanish, French, the Russians. I can't tell you.
I was completely blown over by the Russia. You know, it's weird how until you start doing things, all my movers were Eastern European and Russian, mostly Russian.
Yeah.
You don't realize that that's a thing.
Yeah.
At least I didn't.
Yeah. So I'm just looking around Massachusetts, for example. There are 16,000 unregistered Muslims. There are 40,000 registered. How do they even know? It doesn't ask you on your voter registration what your religion is, does it?
Right. No.
Where did that information come from? How do they know there are 40,000 registered voters here in the state? 16,000.
Probably know who's registered and who's not, though. That's what I would guess.
You mean,
and I saw
their
one
religion?
Of the plans. I don't know how they know their religion, but I'm thinking if they do a census and they go, "Are you registered or not? And what's your religion?" Maybe that kind of information would come to light. I don't know. But I know that one of the Clinton campaign's plans is to register 3 million new voters between now and November.
What ages? All ages?
I think all ages.
You know, do you have any friends who are not registered?
Yeah, and it drives me nuts. I have a couple of friends who are not registered who do it because they don't want to be in the system or think that it keeps them out of the system.
Yeah, I dated a guy who I was very, very surprised to find out was not registered.
Really?
And I guess he just felt from the time that, you know, he could register that his voice, like, didn't count or didn't matter.
That's so foolish. It was so infuriating to me.
And even though it seems like a little thing in the long run, you almost wonder, like, okay, can I continue dating someone who doesn't?
Yeah. I'm with you, Kara. I'm so glad to hear you say that. If I found out that someone didn't vote on a regular basis or wasn't even registered, I'd be so out. I'm so glad you
said that. Yeah. And I was raised in a family where my mom is the kind of, and my dad is registered, but he's kind of similar. My mom has to, like, force him to go out and vote. Which is, I don't know if that's a lot of guys or if that's just my dad, but my mom has always done, you know, research before all elections, even, you know, local elections, because those ones are kind of more important. And, yeah, it's just, it's crazy to me. So, I don't know, anything that gets people to actually go out, and even if it's because Hillary Clinton just wants more people to vote for her, if it's getting more people to register.
That's where it works.
I think that's a good thing.
But then you look at how easy or difficult. It was something, it was a posting on Facebook that I reposted yesterday about what you have to do with ID and what you don't have to do with ID. I think I'll go through that list if I can find it in a minute. First, though, let's talk about your concerns.
Six, man.
Chicks?
Let's talk about chicks, man.
Let's talk about chicks, yeah. Let's talk about chicks and your blood pressure.
Please.
How's your blood pressure? When's the last time you had your blood pressure checked, Jennifer?
It's been a couple of months, and I have to tell you, it's probably
skyrocketing. Probably is. Right. So, Carol,
I have
been
using my Super Beats quite a bit lately.
Yeah? What about you, Carol? When's the last time you had your
The last time I went was when I was sick a few months ago, and I went to the doctor, and they checked it then.
What is it? Do you know what it is?
I think it was 124 over 80.
Yeah, that's okay. That's not bad.
The bottom number is good. 80 is good.
Yeah, 124 is a little high for a younger person. Jennifer, you know your numbers?
It's only fair.
Yeah, she works with us. Jennifer, what's your number?
Mine's actually right around where Kara's usually is. Yeah, mine's usually about 125, usually.
Mine is about 110 over 68 to 70.
Such a show-off.
So, well, I've been fortunate to be able to have low blood pressure, but I know a lot of friends who are my age who are not so fortunate, and so I suggest to them what I suggest to you. You get on the Super Beats program. Super Beats, all-natural formula, boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries, improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and boost your libido. It's boost everything. Get the blood to your brains, to your muscles, to all of your organs, every place. Super Beats. Brilliant. It's been working. Now we're up into the millions of people around the country who don't have to worry about their blood pressure anymore. Men sometimes worry about it more than women, but believe me, you'll hear either of our doctors, Dr. Jack or Dr. Ken, tell you that women have just as much of a concern about, as a matter of fact, it shows up later. It's more scurrilous with women who have heart problems and blood pressure problems, that kind of stuff. So take Dennis's word also from New Jersey. He says, I've been taking this product for a while. It definitely helped me with my blood pressure. I'm very pleased, and I recommend it without reservation. So get on to Super Beats. Teaspoon into a glass of water every day does exactly what we've just described. Gives you a pickup. It's not like coffee. It's a functional food for your body. Nitric oxide, so important. The third most important element in your body. You'll mix Super Beats in water. You can mix it in a smoothie. You get energy and stamina and low blood pressure. 800-655-4183. That's the number to call. Order. First time orders get a free month supply, so get in on it now. Get in on the excitement, the action. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola color pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
The safe oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Time for, not that we do this every day, but we sort of wander in sometimes. We can find something that's good from the late night monologues. So before we get to a little piece of music that may mean something to you, here's Stephen Colbert joking about the Olympics in Brazil.
The 2016 Rio Games start on Friday, and there are some concerns about the Games. Athletes who have to swim in the heavily polluted Guanabara Bay have been warned by health experts to keep their mouths closed in the toxic stew. Okay, swimmers, mouth closed, all right? Or swim with your head out of the water. I can't wait to see who takes home the gold in the Olympic doggy paddle.
You know, I'm sick of listening to people laughing and joking about the Olympic Games. These people have worked very hard, and I think we all ought to have a better attitude. I think when I hear Colbert like that, his smugness, it just makes me more
want to think that he's not necessarily laughing at the athletes. I think that most people appreciate the athletes, but I feel like a lot of people don't know how to deal with the situation.
I'm not sure that everybody, there's a disrespect, generally speaking, for the Olympics, and it doesn't take into account all of the work, the hard work that these athletes, it's not their fault that the people who run the Olympic Committee are crooks and that they never should have gone to Rio in the first place, but they got bribed by the city and the interests in Brazil to do this at a time when Brazil was doing a lot better than it is now. So I would like to have our attitude, and from my perspective on this program,
it is pretty sad because these athletes train their entire lives.
That's right,
and then they
exactly
have to go to some place where they're getting mugged. Mm-hmm. Their stuff's getting stolen out of their hotel room.
Yeah.
It's so corrupt. And then if they're in water sports, I don't even want to tell you what they're dealing with there. Ugh.
So the Olympics go from this Friday the 5th until the 21st.
Here, hold on. Let me give you my reaction to the Olympics. Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. Not even All right, so let's go.
You know you agree, Dougie.
Well, I've never been a fan of the Olympics, but I still am.
I admire the people.
I want to admire the work that's been done by these people that have worked hard to get there. Here's Seth Meyers joking about a new Taco Bell burrito.
Taco Bell has announced it will be testing out a new Cheetos burrito, which is stuffed with beef, rice, nacho cheese, and Cheetos. Said Mexico, fine, we'll pay for the wall.
That's cute. An awesome joke, by the way.
Yeah, that is. You can use that later. You have my permission to use that later.
I might. That's really funny.
Miranda Lambert in the musical news. Apparently, she went to crying on stage, broke down in tears while singing a song she co-wrote with her ex-husband, Blake Shelton, during a concert last Friday. This song is called Over You. She couldn't really get the words out. I had to rely on her fans to help her finish the tune. Why did she sing in the first place then?
Well, this is one of her biggest hits. They won a ton of, they won Grammys. This song was actually written, Blake Shelton's brother died when he was young.
Yeah.
And so Blake and Miranda wrote this together as sort of a passion project for Blake, his dad. And it got them a lot of awards. And so this is really one of her best known songs. And
this
so
was
you would assume that she would sing it during concert. But yeah, now you have the problem.
Yeah, but is this the first time that she's sung the song in public since they got divorced? Is she not been on the road?
I don't think so. But her summer tour just started, and this is her first summer tour since her divorce. So it could be one of the first few times she's singing it. I actually have tickets to see her this Thursday, and I just don't think I'm going to.
Really? She said she was feeling hormonal and had cramps as well.
You know, it happens. We
can't blame
the
girl for crying then.
Right?
No,
Sarah, we get sad.
So it happens. Anyway, the house that built me, she broke down about that. Anyway, it's something to be sensitive about or for. Miranda Lambert at 28 past the hour.
Snakes bite. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a dangerous viper snake was stuck on the side of the road under a tire. When a man walked by, the snake called out to him, "Hey, can you please help me and move this tire off me?" But the man replied, "What? No way. You're a dangerous viper. If I move that tire, you'll bite me and I'll die." But the snake promised the man with all of his energy that he absolutely would not bite the man if he helped him. So, the man did. And the moment he moved the tire off the snake bit him. Now, just as the man was falling to the ground, he said, "Why did you do that?" And the snake said, "Because I'm a snake. That's what I do." Sometimes it's wise to expect others to be who they've shown us they are. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You'll hear things conversed here in a way that you won't hear them conversed on other radio programs, and that's a good thing. Good news, as a matter of fact. I guess we'd put this in the good news department, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. The new Sandy Hook Elementary School, which was built to replace the one that was demolished after the massacre there a couple of years ago of all those children. There are three courtyards, study spaces designed to look like tree houses, and a moat-like rain garden, if you've seen some of the pictures of this. It's 86,000 square feet, opened up over the weekend for the first time as they get ready to open it for the beginning of school. $50 million. You know how expensive schools are? We're looking at a replacement school in Framingham, $40 million. I can remember when the new high school was built, it was $4 million. These prices are nuts because everybody wants so much stuff in it. Yeah.
Well, not even that. I mean, these are basically buildings. You can put the stuff in yourself, but it's that we've got so much, and you've said it always, waste, fraud, corruption that go into anything that's related to the government, to the cities, to the states, to the federal government. They always have to have a certain list of approved contractors who milk the system.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Well, it's interesting because in this circumstance in Sandy Hook, there were architects and engineers that held workshops to get community input. They were trying to build a school that would somehow replicate the feeling, the good feeling of the old school without the memories. How do you do that? I mean, it's not in the same footprint, but it's in the same location. So there's all kinds of stuff. Man, you better get a good... There are people... who cleanse, I think they're called psychic cleansers, come in and get rid of the old. I found out on my farm down the street from the house here that we had an old Indian burial ground and that there were also battles.
Yeah.
Oh, this whole area where I live was a big area for fights. The Indians were on the side of the Americans, but the British were wiping out the Indians the same as they were wiping out the Americans. And this whole area where I live, I found out, was a battleground. There's an Indian burial ground up the street, and now I find there's one on the farm. So not only do I have about 100 cows buried on the farm, I got a bunch of Indians down there as well.
At least they have a lot to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Those Indian ghosts.
You know what I was told last night? That in this area, I lived a life, in the same basic area where I live now, in the 1700s. My zip code is 01701.
Mm-hmm.
And the revelation that came to this person I was talking to, you were alive in this area in 1701, and you're buried... not far from there. And what a weird sensation.
Oh, I just got creepy.
Yeah.
Ew.
Right.
I got creepy ghost goosebumps. Ew.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Hello.
Well, I think I had told you my creepy little story, and that is, I'm going to spare you all the details, but I had a really weird ghost attack, like in Gettysburg, where I was physically overcome with like something going on in this hotel that I was staying in.
Yeah.
And I got back, and I was forever changed. My dad was kind of worried about me, so he set me up with this person, this clairvoyant person who he had come across.
Yeah.
The person did not know anything about the story, and she goes, oh, I see in a past life, I see you hanging clothes on a line, and I see someone coming up to tell you that your three sons just died in the Civil War in Gettysburg. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Doesn't that freak you out? Like, I had this weird thing happen in Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
she doesn't know about it, but she tells me about it. That's weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's amazing what we get from the sixth sense in a manner of speaking. So it's something not to be trifled with also. All right, so I promised you that I would tell you, I mean, this has been posted and reposted. You can go to facebook.com/good day and see my reposting of the number of things that you have to have ID for. You have to have it to buy alcohol, cigarettes, opening a bank account, applying for food stamps, getting welfare or Medicaid, unemployment in order to rent a house, buy a house. You have to, when you rent a car, when you buy a car, when you get on an airplane, when you get married, when you buy a gun, when you adopt a pet, when you rent a hotel, when you get a hunting license, a fishing license, when you buy a cell phone, when you go to a casino, when you pick up a prescription, when you give blood, when you purchase nail polish at CVS, huh? You have to have an ID.
I've never had that happen to me.
No.
No. Anyway.
I don't know what kind of nail polish.
In case you decide to sniff it?
Yeah.
Maybe. But the reason I put it up there is because all those things are 20-some-odd things you have to have ID for. And the only thing you don't have to have ID for is voting.
Yeah.
And it just really...
And Supreme Court endorsed, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, it rubs me...
So silly.
...the wrong way. But I had said that earlier, and I wanted to clarify it or underscore it, if you
know,
you will.
And Dougie and Kara, for me, it's not necessarily about what you think it would be. It's not about preventing illegals. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's none of that. Hmm. For me, it's about voter fraud, because what I've witnessed when I go to vote is they just have an open book, and they go, okay, point to your name. I mean, how ridiculous... ridiculous is that if I point to a name and I don't have to show you ID, I could do that all over the city. I mean, how it's incredibly stupid
it
to
is.
Not ask for ID.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah, it's very odd. And even when I voted in the last election, I had my ID out because I just assumed that they would look at it. And I was like, do you need to see this? And they were like, no, we don't. I was like, I have it out and you don't even want to like look at it. But yeah, it's very odd.
Well, it is good food for thought. In a moment, a couple reunited with a wedding ring that they lost in Hawaii will have a conversation on how they actually found this ring up next here on Good Day.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola color pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
All right, I think I have, yesterday we had some technical problems, so I didn't get off on this, but I am annoyed to the nth degree. You'll hear me when I get vexed about things, some of our consultants call it me and my ranting, but this is something that goes beyond ranting. Very quietly on Friday evening, the president signed that sham GMO labeling bill.
Oh, yeah.
Which, among other things, will allow companies to use codes instead of clear labels on a food product's packaging. This bill is so discriminatory and so poorly written that it potentially violates several amendments of the Constitution and will be challenged in the Supreme Court. But for now, it puts the integrity of everything, the organic seal, I've told you, since the government got involved in that, it's pretty much watered down anyway, and this bill waters it down even more, so that it has no real meaning. When you go buy your food, and you want to know if it's natural, if it's local, if it's organic, you're not going to really be able to tell, which is what these bums wanted in the first place. They want to confuse you so you will buy things that are coming in from other parts of the world. Why? You come up with your own theory. This is a very troubling bill. This is something that should be a very important part. Instead of these people wasting their time with petty bunkum, this discussion about food choice should be on the top of the agenda. And if one of the two candidates really wanted to attract attention, they'd start with this. They'd go out. They'd lead with this. But the fact, it's like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Nobody seems to have wanted it, but yet it got through, and the president signed it.
Yeah, if I remember, was it Vermont that made its own law about GMO?
So and that's where it got this to. So this negates the Vermont law.
Yeah, that's what
it's been passed in four or five other states. Maine passed a law that was similar that was going to be enacted later this year. There were a couple of other states. And so that's why they hurried up and got this done so that that people wouldn't know. And the poll that I saw last week shows that 90% of Americans, when this is all explained to them, want GMOs to be labeled. They want, this is irrefutable, they want to know whether the food is natural, where it comes from, whether there are GMOs in it. This is not what the American public wants.
It doesn't make any sense because it doesn't cost these food companies any more money to put that labeling on their package. So
no, they'll tell you that it is, but that's a big lie.
It's not detrimental to their business.
The major chemical and biotech companies want this in there, and the politicians are in their pocket.
Yeah, I mean, most people, I would say, are not going to change their dietary habits based on the labeling. You know, if they're eating this processed food, they're still going to continue eating it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like the word lie. But I will tell you, this is more, and this is why I don't like to do politics here. I remember specifically because this stuff means something to me. The president, when he was campaigning in late 2007, said there would be no chance that he would ever use unacceptable alternatives to actually putting labels on food. And here he is doing exactly the opposite, using these codes. Not surprised. I mean, this guy has turned his back on pretty much everybody and everything that. So, well, I don't want to get into that. But I find this this rubber stamping of the new GMO application. We don't want labels. We don't want people to know what's in there. But I'm hoping that quickly, and I see already people for the Center for Food Safety are ready to go to town because there are many flaws in the bill, violates several amendments to the Constitution, and they're going to take it to the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, you see how serious the connection is between the politicians and these bums who just want to take away your right to choose. They're more interested in business than they are your safety. All right, so let's end this part of the conversation with an interesting experience. Brandon and Megan Schumacher are on the beach during their honeymoon on Maui.
Ooh, nice.
Brandon took off his wedding ring for safekeeping. He put it in the nose piece of his goggles. And then,
not very smart.
I didn't think it was very smart. Sometime later, he looked down at his finger. He realized he'd forgotten about the wedding band. They went back. Apparently, they knocked over the goggles, and the thing went into the sand. That was the end of that. They flagged down a man with a metal detector to try to help them. The ring could have been lost if it weren't for a very important set of numbers inscribed on its interior, the GPS coordinates of the church where the couple wed. So they received an email from their church telling them that an Oregon couple vacationing had found their wedding ring while walking in ankle-deep water, and they identified it. How about, what are the chances of
so
that?
So lucky.
Isn't that cool? Very good. That's a nice story. Nice outcome. 10 before the hour.
Is Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Three past the hour, Tech Talk time. Here with Jennifer and Kara and Doug. Dangerous step up from regular cyberbullying. According to a study released today, there are a lot of people who are bullies that are using humor, ganging up on someone specifically, but they're trying to mask their meanness in humor. I don't know if, Jennifer, you've seen any of this stuff, or Kara, you've seen
it.
There are adults and children both being exposed to bullying from people who don't look them in the face.
Yep.
They deliver their invectives.
Anonymous safe space behind their keyboard.
Yeah. And so now I saw something that suggested that schools have invested a lot of time and effort as the new year is about to begin. Isn't that awful? In the next month, back to school again.
Some kids are already back in school,
which is nuts.
Whew. So early.
Yeah. Anyway, their school system is trying to prevent bullying, not having a lot of good results, though. It's a dangerous weapon, this social media thing. And cyberbullying doesn't show signs of going away, even though there are a lot of highly publicized cases where mothers and children have been outed and punished for bullying. Wasn't there one girl last year that committed suicide after
a lot of them?
All of this stuff.
You hear stories like
the
that.
The most insane thing to me is when parents are actually taking part in it.
I know. Yeah. What's the matter with you? Yeah. Never let anybody record on your hard drive. That's one item, and your hard drive is your brain. Or use your let other people know what's going on really with your computer or with your smartphone or whatever it is. One of the things that I find most troubling is how many people feel they're worthless after these experiences. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has worth. I'd like to have you carry that away from this conversation. There's an internet, there's an indication that things are more important than Kim Kardashian.
What?
Online.
No, come on. No,
I'll tell you
no.
That story in a moment here. Yep, stand by.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, so for those of you who followed carefully the DNC last week, you'll be interested to know research suggests that Google searches for register to vote surpassed Kim Kardashian. My God.
Only for a brief moment, though.
Yes,
just for a second. Yeah. Don't get crazy.
Only for a few short minutes.
Sadly,
people,
only for a second.
Everywhere became more interested in the future of our country than Taylor Swift or Kim Kardashian.
And the angels sang,
oh, my God. All right, here's something that you can use. Maybe you have used this already. There's a new item called Selfie Cart. A self-checkout startup that wants to make it so you'll never have to wait in line at the grocery store again.
Oh.
Selfie Cart launched yesterday at Rainbow Grocery, which is in San Francisco. This means that when you walk into Rainbow, you can use the Selfie Cart app to scan your items, pay for the items, and then leave the store without needing to wait in line. You knew this was going to come sooner or later. Before you leave the store, an associate can check your code to confirm that you paid. Some stores have self-checkout stations, but by no means they are widespread. You see it here and there. So this is a new promise of self-checkout and self-checkout part two, according to the guy that started the store. He tried this on his own, got it to work, so then made the app available for everybody who goes to the store. Selfie Cart. Let's see if that spreads. 59 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.